Shviz, Perikimel, Mishneh Tes, Avnei Chosef, Bos Mikol Makom. Avnei Chosef, the first soul explains, they're very heavy rocks, and they're used to carry on the shoulders, mostly for building. Bos Mikol Makom, so they can come from any place. The Rav says, even if it's in your own field, because it's obvious that these stones are used for building. And like the Rav says, everybody's going to know that the reason you're taking this is not to fix your field, but rather they're building stones. Avnei Chosef literally means shoulder stones. Va'kablon mevi mikol makom, and the kablon can bring from any place. So the Rav says it's even from the field that he's working as a sharecropper on, and we know that the deal was that he would keep a larger percentage of what came out, and he would give the owner a certain percentage also of the work that he would do. So the chiddush is, the Rav says that the mikol makom here is even the tanus, even the small little stones, he's also allowed to take and keep for himself and take out of the land, because, like the Rav says, that even though he's working the field and he's a oris, he's a contractor, he's a kablon, the field is still not considered his field. But the second pshat, the Rav says, so that kablon sounds like a kablon on working the field. And even though he's working the field as a kablon, on Shemitah itself, even small stones, he's allowed to move away from certain areas. And the reason is, again, because it's not his field. The second pshat in the kablon is that it's the derech of a kablon to build, you know, buildings and things like that. So therefore, because it's his derech to build buildings with kablonus, his kavonus dafka, everybody's going to know that his kavonus not to fix the land, but dafka to just gather the stones. And even in his own field, the second shot on the Rav is even in his own field, mikol bakum he can bring, even in his own field. Because again, everybody's just going to assume that the stones he's using is for building, even in his own field, those stones too. So what is an avnei chosef? So the Mishnah continues, ve'elohim avnei chosef. Kol she'ni chol hinotel ba'achas yad, divrei Meir. So Meir says, anything that you can't hold in one hand. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Avnei Chosef, Kishman, Avnei Chosef is exactly like it sounds. Kol shein nitalos shtayim shalosh ala chosef. Anything that can be carried two or three at a time on a person's shoulder. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi.